the Legion really hasn't looked after its traditions in any way, didn't look after its men particularly well, and their free time was very much their own, and it was often could be sort of the lack of facilities did encourage rather unfortunate tendencies, where the bar and the brothel were the main form of recreation.
But they didn't put up with insubordination. And I think there was a story in the book. Adrian Gilbert's written a new book about the French Foreign Legion. You can find it at coasttocoastam.com. And I tell the story of the one guy who decides, I don't remember if he was German or not, but he mouthed off to his French superiors. And they decided that the appropriate punishment, short of shooting him, which they could have done, is they decided to what we would call hogtie him naked, right? You know the story I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, there were sort of several stories of that ilk. It's called crapaud, and the poor individual is as you say hogtied. He's laid on the ground, his arms are pulled back, and his legs are pulled back too, and they're sort of all tied together. He's left in that position for hours and hours in the hot sun without anything to drink or any shade. And certainly it was reckoned to be one of the worst punishments that a man could possibly receive. And this was, that sort of punishment like that was fairly rare. It was for somebody who really wouldn't toe the line. But I mean, I'm sure one of the things that everyone knows about the Foreign Legion is that discipline is very uncompromisingly tough.
Well, and in one of the versions of that story of the guy having been crapaud, is that he was then placed on a black anthill.
Ah, right. Yes, I sometimes wonder about some of these stories that are a little bit embellished for popular readership.
Totally believe the story. After reading about the French Foreign Legion, I don't doubt the story at all. That this guy had been so unruly that they decided they're going to teach him a lesson once and for all.
Sure, yes. I mean, who knows? I'm just a little unsure of the truthfulness of some of these stories. It is worth noting there's a very long tradition of writing fanciful stories about the Legion because they're very hard to check out, and the Legion itself neither doesn't deny stories or it doesn't acknowledge
confirm
them either.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
so,
in this case, I'll tell the story then. It's the guy is put on top of a black ant hill. He's covered in black ants, biting ants, these desert ants that are having a way with his entire body while he's hog-tied naked in the sun. And his superiors get tired of his blood-curdling screams after an hour, so they decide to take action. So they stuff a rag in his mouth so they can't hear him scream.
Yeah.
And they
leave
him there for the whole night or something?
Yes. I mean, it could be, depending on the severity of the punishment, it could be 24 hours or indeed, in some cases, even more. So, yes. Anyway, the people who suffered it thought that was about as bad as it could get.